98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, it's guitarist Jesse Cook. He is coming to the Mahawi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington next Saturday, July 29th. Jesse, thanks for hopping on with me.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. How is, are you in the middle of your tour?
No, actually, we're just starting up. We played, I think, last night, and I've got another show tomorrow night, and then we hop on the tour bus and head into the United States. So I'm still in Canada right now, but
gotcha.
then we hopped into the States, and off we go.
Wonderful. Well, welcome back to the road. I think, did you do a tour in 2022 as well?
We do tours constantly. I think I'm on the road. It feels like about a third of the year every year. And it's nice when you're a musician. That's kind of what you want to do. You just want to be out there playing. So I love it.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, of course, we all had a year or two off there in 2020, which you were pretty busy, right? You were doing some online things. You came out with the Love in the Time of COVID project.
Yeah. It's funny that I think when COVID first started, I predicted it was going to last about 2 weeks. And by Christmas of the first year, I was like, oh, God, I think I've totally missed that. And I thought, this thing's got legs. I think it's going to be another year sitting in my house. I need a hobby or I'm going to go crazy. So I started re-recording all these old songs of mine and videotaping it, even doing some new songs. And then I would edit the videos together and post them every Friday. And really, half of the reason I did that was because on YouTube, if you do a premiere, people will show up and comment live, and you can comment to them, and it gave me a chance to actually talk to people who weren't in my immediate family, which was just fantastic. So I did that for about 4 months, and just loved it. I had a great time. But then I kind of collapsed from exhaustion because it was just like, you know, I had to do a whole new recording, mix it every week, and then do a video, and then polygrade it, and edit it, and then post it on Friday and start again. You know, it was one of those things that I just... There was no break. It was kind of quite the process.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm glad you mentioned the kind of interactive YouTube live thing, because I always wonder, was that kind of a good replacement for, you know, having that live audience energy during the pandemic?
Well, I know a lot of people did live streaming during the pandemic, and I didn't do that because I found that weird. Personally, I just feel like, you know, you're performing to a camera. Mm-hmm. And you'll see a comment go by, and you're kind of half trying to play and half read the comment. And I just felt like that didn't seem like a good replacement for me. So I preferred the idea of like going, okay, this isn't live. It's another kind of artistic expression, where I'm making a video and I'm trying to light it nicely and trying to make it about the song. I feel like the video is connected to the song.
Yeah.
And it was a different type of performance, and I just kind of embraced that. And put that out there, it's kind of been good. Like, there's one song I did that I didn't think anybody ever really noticed before, and it's, now had like 15 million views or something. So, it was great in that it made me realize certain songs of mine that people actually like that I probably should play live. You know what I mean? Because I had no idea. And other songs that I thought were popular, the internet was saying, yeah, maybe not that one so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Leave that out of the show. So.
Was that, which song was it that you noticed was getting more attention than you expected?
Well, it was a song called Azul, which means blue in Spanish. And, I don't even know if we played it live. It was just never a particularly popular number. And it became the runaway success on that during the whole Love in the Time COVID thing. And... yeah, it was quite surprising to me. So, now I play it 3 times straight through in the show, just back to back, just 15 minutes of Azul,
Yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah, that's great. I actually played that one earlier this afternoon. I love that song.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, so you fully re-recorded the Tempest album recently, right? What's what made you decide to do a full re-recording project?
I think it was the Tempest 25 was more of a, it wasn't redoing the whole album. It was kind of a look back at the 25 years since Tempest Micro CD came out. So it was actually kind of a retrospective of works from all the different albums that I've done in the 25 years. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Not a greatest hits, because I always feel like the greatest hit means your career is done. This is all you got. I feel like my greatest hits are hopefully still ahead of me, but it was, yeah, it was kind of a retrospective of all those works. And then this Love in the Time of COVID felt like more kind of what you just described, where you're re-recording old songs and trying to, you know, say something new with them. And also the fact that I had to do it all by myself. It was fun.
Yeah. Did you find new things within these old songs?
Oh, totally. I mean, and the other thing is, part of it was that, you know, I had to react to the fact that we, you know, we were in this pandemic. I wasn't just going to pretend the pandemic wasn't happening. So one of them I performed using, you know, just pots and pans from the kitchen.
Cool.
You know, I'm playing percussion on the coffee machine and the pots, and, you know, the shaker is like a bag, or not, is like a what do you call it, Kraft macaroni and cheese box.
Oh my,
you know,
gosh.
What I mean? Yeah, it was fun. And, you know, it just gave me something to do to kind of, you know, have a little bit of fun with the fact that we were all going through this crazy thing together.
Yeah, that's so creative. I love that. Jesse Cook is my guest. He is playing next Saturday, July 29th, at the Mahaywe Performing Arts Center. Maybe putting you on the spot a little bit here, Jesse, but have you played at the Mahaywe before? Do you remember?
Oh, you're going to ask me that question. You know what? It's funny because when we do so many shows, we'll arrive in a theater and maybe we'll come at it from a different street. Mm-hmm. And we'll be like, no, we've never played it before. And then we'll get backstage and there'll be like the green room and they'll go, oh, the fridge. I remember this. And the couch, you know, because we spend the whole day, you know, backstage getting things ready. So we remember the backstage intimately. And then, you know, if we're lucky, if we get some time, we actually get to go out and walk around the town. So I'm probably, you know, if you ask me this next Saturday, I'll be able to say, absolutely. And this is where I sat, and this was my room.
And this is what I had for lunch that day.
Exactly. It is a funny world when you're touring. It's like every day is a different day, you know. It's like, you know, Tuesday, this must be in Boston.
Of course, and everywhere kind of feels the same, but everywhere feels a little bit different.
Exactly. No, and it is wildly different. I mean, you know, as I said, like when I started touring, you know, I'm a Canadian, and I went to school in Boston. I actually went to Berkeley, so I'd been to Boston, and I had been to New York, I think, but I'd never seen California. I'd never seen Florida. You know, I'd never seen most of the United States. Certainly not, you know, the Grand Canyon, all these places. And touring sort of allowed me to see not only the United States, but travel the world. And, you know, I never thought I'd go to Asia like that. So I really feel lucky. I feel like, you know, music has kind of opened the world to me in a way that I never expected it would. You know, I never thought that. Honestly, I'm not sure I'd ever been west of, you know, the west end of Toronto where I live. And so, you know, the sort of music has allowed me to travel the world. And I'm forever grateful for that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Jesse Cook playing next Saturday, July 29th, at the Mahaywe Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington. And what can we expect from the show? Do we have a little bit of storytelling to it, or is it just nonstop music?
No, I tell a little bit of stories. I feel like it helps because when, you know, it's a lot of instrumental music, right? Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, there's not, I think I sing one song. And so when there's no lyrics, sometimes you need a little bit of an explanation to kind of go, okay, I was doing this. I was living there when I wrote the song. Whatever, it can help people sort of find the kind of through line of what you're talking about. And it's next week I'll be with my 5-piece band. I've got a fantastic Algerian violinist, and he also plays some other instruments, percussion and oud and things. I have an amazing young flamenco guitarist who actually started playing the guitar when he was 7 because his mother bought one of my albums. Mm. And then he just got better and better and started winning guitar competitions in Canada, playing my songs. And then, you know, I met because of that. And then every time I saw him, he got better and better. Now he's, you know, one of the best guitarists in Canada. And he's in my band. So I'm very kind of, it's this weird full cycle thing, full circle thing where, you know, he knows my songs better than I do. And I don't know how I feel about that. And I hope people will bring their dance shoes. Like, usually it's a big rumba party at the end, so everybody gets up and dances. So, you know, don't just bring the opera glasses. Like, you know, get ready to rumba.
Fantastic. That's really good to know. Jesse Cook, thank you so much for hopping on with me today. This has been lovely.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.